Keir Starmer hasn't been allowed too long to bask in the glow of his meeting with Donald Trump. His International Development Minister, Annalise Dodds, has resigned following cuts to the aid budget in order to boost defence spending. Our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal, joins us now. Tommy, I know when this announcement was made a few days ago, there were plenty of commentators saying if anything similar had happened during a previous Labour government, there would have been resignations. But we've had to wait until today, and now there has been a significant resignation.
That's right, Rachel. And this resignation is somewhat of a bolt out of the blue, although, as you say, we knew that there was unease in the Labour Party around the decision to cut the aid budget. And I believe that Annalise Dodds was only told about the massive cuts to her department on Monday and was pretty taken aback by it. She was the International Development Minister, so she wasn't a full Secretary of State, but she did sit at Cabinet, so sort of similar to a super junior minister in Ireland. This afternoon, she posted her resignation letter on social media. She explained that she waited until today to do this because she didn't want to overshadow the Prime Minister's visit to the White House yesterday. Because she still supports Keir Starmer and the government, she says, but ultimately she disagrees with the decision to fund increases in defence expenditure entirely from the foreign aid budget. It's a budget that was already cut under the last government, and Keir Starmer said that while he wasn't happy making the decision, ultimately he chose to reduce it further from 0.5% of gross national income to 0.3%. And no doubt the pressure from Donald Trump probably fed into that decision.
And significantly in that statement, she said that these cuts would mean the UK couldn't meet its commitments to Gaza, to Sudan and to Ukraine.
Yeah, Annalise Dodds isn't somebody who is known to rock the boat in Westminster, but that is what she's doing today. When Keir Starmer made his announcement on defence spending earlier this week, he promised that the UK would still be able to maintain priority projects in places like Gaza, Sudan and Ukraine. But Annalise Dodds disagrees. In her letter, she said it would be impossible to maintain those priorities given the level of cuts. She actually supports increases in defence spending. She even thinks that 2.5% of GDP on defence might not be enough. But she questions whether cutting spending in this way is a sustainable thing to do. And she also warns, Rachel, that pulling out of foreign aid programmes only gives space to the likes of Russia and China to grow their influence. So there is a definite tension now existing between many Labour backbenchers and the Labour leadership.
Tommy Mescal, thank you for that.